It's more than the 10-hour round trip. It's also a public hearing that's expected to last 12 hours. All that and no guarantee they'll be able to speak. There's the pro-mining bus leaving Hurley. Kelly Klein will be on board. He's the director of the Iron County Development Zone.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. There have been several in our area who have been paying close attention. They're interested in seeing it through. They would like to see something happen here.
Charlie Ortman is boarding his 56-seat bus chartered by the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters. It's worth it to him, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is the most important hearing to me. It's another opportunity to have a huge count of opposition, overwhelming count of opposition against this bill, whether they want to listen to that or not.
Retired from the Air Force, Ortman says he can get the time off, but it won't be easy for others, but they'll make the trip too. He says a lot of people are upset with the bill and the process that he says ignores the far north.
Not transparent, not open, not taking the concerns of the citizens in hand. So I'd walk on glass to get to this hearing.
Klein's bus is also a 50-seater. He says there'll be people on board who hope to someday get a job at a Pinoki open pit mine.
We're not just there to say, yeah, we want the jobs. We understand that we want the jobs, but we also understand something about this industry, and we're not afraid of it.
Both buses were scheduled to leave very early this morning. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.